CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 2nd of August, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organizations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Exciting opportunities within the RSGB regional team. RSGB Examination Standards Committee publishes the annual report, and there are changes to the Youth Committee. Following the decision by George Crawford, GM1DSV, to stand down as regional forum chair, once the right candidate is appointed, the RSGB would like to express its thanks to George, who will be focusing his time on serving Region 1 as its regional representative. The role of regional forum chair is ideal for someone who is passionate about amateur radio, teamwork, and empowering volunteers. The RSGB is also looking for a regional forum secretary to support the smooth running of activity behind the scenes. Find out more about both roles, along with details of how to apply, by going to rsgb.org/volunteers. You can use the same link to find out about district representative roles in various regions around the country. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee, or ESC, has published its annual report relating to activities in 2025. The report shows that although overall candidate numbers in 2025 decreased a little compared with 2024, they remain about 20% higher than predictions based on the extrapolation of the pre-2019 trends. The ESC believes that this is largely due to the increased accessibility of training courses and examinations online. The ESC noted that the initial feedback received from candidates on the publication of the full level question bank has been very positive. However, a few months of extra exam data are needed before the impact of the measure can be assessed, and then consideration given to rolling it out at other levels. You can read the report by going to rsgb.org/echo-sierra-charlie and choosing the Minutes, Papers and Reports tab on the right-hand side of the web page. RSGB Board Director and Board Liaison for Youth Committee, Nathan Nuttall, MM9OCC, has announced that the RSGB Youth Chair, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, has stepped down from his role as Chair. Chris, who is a teacher at Wick High School, has secured an ARIS contract for his school and will be using his time to focus on activities surrounding this. The current RSGB Youth Vice Chair, Leon Shaw, M0VUF, will step up as chair, and the RSGB Youth Champion for Scouts, Sam McCutcheon, M0UEL, will take on the Vice Chair position. Sam will continue in his role as Scout Champion until a suitable replacement can be found. The RSGB is preparing to launch a new training and development lead pilot role to help rebuild structured engagement with trainers, support new licensees, and strengthen the wider training environment. This 12-month pilot will focus on listening, mapping, evidence gathering, and supporting the training community. Some initial information was outlined in the August RADCON strategy update, and more details will be shared in August, including how trainers and providers can get involved. The July 2026 issue of RADCON Basics is now available in the RSGB mobile and web app for members to enjoy. Radcom Basics is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and those who enjoy refreshing their skills and knowledge. The July issue includes articles on DMR for beginners, RF connectors, and dummy loads. The full collection of Radcom Basics back issues can be found in the RSGB app or via rsgb.org/radcom. Now for details of rallies and events. Today, part one of the 2026 Amateur Television Club Convention 2026 is taking place at Midland Air Museum, Rowley Road, Coventry, CV3 4FR. The event is running from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and includes a show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy elements. There are comprehensive test facilities available for all bands from 144 MHz to 24 GHz. Non-members are welcome. For more information, visit bravoalphatangocharlie.org.uk/events. Also today, the Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, DN21-5XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit bravoechocharliegolf.org.uk/events. The second Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Santoff, Doncaster, DN8-5SX, today. The doors are open from 10 a.m. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club Rally is also taking place today at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, PE30, 4EL. The doors open at 9 a.m. On Sunday the 9th of August, the Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest will be taking place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne, Dorset, BH21-3DA. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Car boot and field traders are welcome from 7 a.m. Admission costs £5 and includes parking. Talk-in will be on 145.550 MHz. For more information, visit Foxtrot Romeo, Alfa Romeo Sierra, .co.uk. Now the special event news. To celebrate its 15th anniversary, the Croatian Flora and Fauna Amateur Radio Club is active as 9 Alpha 4 4 Foxtrot Foxtrot until the 31st of December. For information about an award that's available for working the station, visit qrz.com. Special call sign, Lima Zulu 75 Hotel Sierra Charlie, is active to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Radio Telegraphy High Speed Club. The club was founded in 1951, and to date, membership has grown to include more than 1,400 operators spanning every continent. For more information, visit highspeedclub.org. Now the DX News. Rafael SQ4O is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to the Henryk Artowski Station on King George Island, South Shetland Islands, AN010. He will be working there until October. In his spare time, he will be operating as Hotel Foxtrot Zero, Papa Alpha Sierra, on the HF bands using CW and SSB. Rafael is also active on the 6-meter band, using FT8. And Jan, DL4XT, is active as 4 Kilo/Delta Lima 4 X-ray Tango from Azerbaijan until Saturday the 8th of August. Look out for activity using CW, FT8 and SSB on the 20 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, OQRS and QRZ.com. another contest news. Today, the RSGB 432 MHz low power contest runs from 0800 until 1200 UTC using all modes on the 70cm band. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator, and your two-letter postcode. The UK 6m group Summer Marathon started on the 2nd of May and ends today. Using all modes on the 6m band, the exchange is your four-character locator. On Tuesday, the 4th of August, the RSGB 144MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 until 1855 UTC using FM on the 2m band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the RSGB 144MHz UK activity contest starts from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2m band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 5th, the RSGB 144MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2m band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 5th, the RSGB 144MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2m band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The RSGB machine-generated mode contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 8th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 9th of August. Using machine-generated modes on the 6 and 2m bands, the exchange is your report and 4-character locator. The Worktool Europe DXCW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 8th and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 9th of August. Using CW on the 80 to 10m bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. And finally on Sunday the 9th, the UK Microwave Group 24GHz Trophy contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.2cm band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 30th of July, 2026. We've had quite a reasonable period of HF propagation over the past 7 days. The solar flux index remained quite high and conditions have been quite stable, apart from a geomagnetic disturbance on Thursday the 23rd of July that saw the KP index rise to 5.33. The solar flux index has been in the 140s and 150s, which bodes well for HF. There have been reliable openings up to at least the 15m band. We're still around 8 weeks away from the start of better autumnal HF conditions, but it's looking promising. At the time of writing, there were 9 active regions visible on the Sun, bringing a solar flux index of 143 and a sunspot number of 123. However, for software prediction purposes, you're better off using August's current smooth sunspot number of 84. The sunspots we do have are mostly clustered around the Sun's equator, which is quite normal for this point in the solar cycle. We normally associate high latitude sunspots with the beginning of a new cycle, which is still many years away. Paul, GM4ULS, reported a contact suddenly vanishing on 5MHz SSB around 1530 UTC on Sunday the 26th of July. This was caused by a sudden ionospheric disturbance, or SID, due to an M-class solar flare. an SID usually sounds like someone has just switched off the ionosphere, although recovery can be quite quick. DX to be worked next week includes E51KE on the Cook Islands, YS/WE9G from El Salvador, C6AYM in the Bahamas, T2JK in Tuvalu, UK/SP9DLM from Uzbekistan, and OX3LX working from Greenland. The Arctic Legends team is now operating as RI0BU from Uyadinaininya Island until Friday the 7th of August. The higher bands, such as 15 and 10 metres, currently favour north-south paths, for example, UK to South Africa and South America. The 20-metre band should be more usable for paths to North America. NOAA predicts that the sun's activity may decline slightly in the coming week. A solar flux index in the range of 120 to 130 is predicted. A geomagnetic disturbance is forecast for Sunday the 4th of August, with a predicted KP index of 4. This should recover over subsequent days back to a more usual 2 to 3. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spells of very hot weather have set their own agenda for radio conditions when it comes to tropo. We have a tick for high pressure, but the extreme temperatures have meant that the tropo-producing temperature inversions seldom survive the daytime heating over the land. It's only coastal stations that remain in the lift conditions during the daytime. The weather forecast models for the coming period suggest that the weather pattern is trying to become more unsettled, but as in recent weeks, it seems to take a while to materialise in some parts of the country. However, it will bring two changes for radio activity. One is slightly cooler weather and some showery rain, so there's a chance of rain scatter. Secondly, there will perhaps be less reliable tropper as the high pressure weakens. Some potential tropo paths probably remain from the fragmented elements of high pressure, but it may be rather hit and miss. Meteor scatter is worth checking out during the next few weeks with two smaller showers, the southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids, peaking at the end of July before the lead up to the Perseids in mid-August. The solar conditions are still in play for the effects of coronal mass ejections from the sun and the potential for auroras. So that's another mode to keep on the list. Lastly, a mention for sporadic E, which continues through August and produced daily North American openings for many last week. Jet streams are often the driving force for turbulence in the lower atmosphere and can influence the location of sporadic E. In the coming week, they will probably not help greatly due to a very weak pattern over Europe. It's still worth checking out during the two usual two windows of activity, though, in the mid-morning and late afternoon. For EME operators, moon declination is increasing again, with consequent northern hemisphere increases in moon window length and peak moon elevation. Past losses will decrease as the week progresses towards perigee on Monday the 10th of August. 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate all week, and that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is my usual truncated list of meetings only for the Southwest, centred on Bristol, and South Wales. So starting with the Southwest, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SB70PL at 7:30pm on Tuesdays. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of every month from 8pm at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. For more information, contact Malcolm, G4KPM, Gordano Radio at gmail.com. www.nbc.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbrent South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting on Wednesday. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club on Thursday, there's a fox hunt on Ham Hill. And for Wales, Aberkenfigan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face and on-air meeting on Tuesday, the 4th of August, from 6:30 p.m. The meeting will include a show-and-tell element. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 1st and 3rd Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club Night takes place at Canolfan Ysgaifiog Gaiwen and includes a skills night on the 3rd, tomorrow. Halkin Radio Club has a social meeting and 2-meter activity night at the Britannia Inn on Tuesday from 8 p.m. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets the Rubino Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Furnesley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has no meetings in August, but will resume activities in September. North Wales Amateur Radio Club meets tomorrow. It's a radio and chat night. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets on Tuesdays at the Portable Cabin next to Saren Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club holds its club night on Tuesdays, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close-down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.